some of my colleagues had gone to China and everywhere. And even if you don't go to any of these places, you see the food that they eat, right? It's a full fish without like cleaning or anything, or without removing the eyeballs and everything. And it's just served in front of you. There is frog, there is snake and all those things. So I still remember last year when I went to Thailand, I couldn't eat the Thai food over there because of the smell and everything. I was like frightened of, should I eat this or not? But then when I moved to Hong Kong, in the back of the mind, I knew that I have to stay here. I'm not a tourist here that I can't eat for 10 days. I go back and eat. I have to stay here. So let's try it out. So I still remember the first day my company took me for lunch. Everyone was there. And they took like to a proper Chinese restaurant. And I was like, okay, will I be able to eat this? So the second cultural shock was you don't have forks and knives. You have chopsticks. And I never ate with chopsticks. So I told them, can I get a fork and knife? I learned chopsticks, but right now. So they said, yeah. So they arranged for forks and knives and everything. And then the food started coming. So dumplings came and everything. And I used to ask them each and every time, what is in this? What is in this? What is in this? And they used to tell me very patiently, okay, you have pork in this, you have beef in this, you have chicken, you have prawns and everything. And I was like, okay, just tell me what everything is and then I'll eat. So the food, some of it doesn't visually